This podcast contains explicit content. Listener discretion is advised.
Welcome to the Creepy Cannabis Podcast, where we chat all things creepy, cannabis, true crime, paranormal, and weird. I'm Madeline.
I'm Rachel.
And
we're back.
We're back.
I know you're surprised to see us here for a second episode in a row. Try not to pass away.
Don't be concerned.
Also, you should check out our Etsy shop.
Mm-hmm.
No pressure. But, like, if you want to.
No pressure.
Let me explain, though. All that's on there is just stickers. Some downloadable. Some that are already physical stickers that you could be mailed. Some about weed. Some about IVF. Because I know we talk about that on here. And I know, you know, maybe some of the people out there.
Mm-hmm.
And they're cute. I made cute, funny ones. Because, like, you need humor in life. I have, like, a knock me up doc.
Yeah.
Like, dumbass shit like that's, like, not actually funny. But, yeah, if you're interested, now you know. Moving on. What are we moving on to?
So, the strain today is called Strawberry Cookies.
I like strawberry cookies. I think I've had that before.
It's Evermore, at least in Maryland. And it is an indica-dominant strain. So this one is only 20% THC, not crazy. Sometimes that's nice, like not too potent of a THC percentage. Then the highest terpene present is myrcene, 0.587, making it more indica leaning. And it is crossed with animal cookies and strawberry fields. It has, like, a sweet strawberry earthy smell, and it is known to help relax the entire body while also kind of stimulating the senses, so it doesn't make you too incoherent.
Yeah, because I feel like if you're not careful, it can give me, like, the coffee effect. Like, if I go to, like, yeah, it'll, like, calm your mind, but, like, your body wants to go. That's why I like the Sour Jack so much. It's, like, the only weed I've ever smoked that gives me the energy but doesn't make me feel, like, crazy, crazy jittery.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really the only sativa. I think it's still technically a hybrid, but it's, like, super sativa leaning.
Mm-hmm.
It's really the only one I do like that. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, I'm doing an indica because I'm trying to, like, heal my fucking soul and my spine at the same time.
Correct. It also has even more terpenoline than myrcene, which terpenoline is, like, smoky and woody, and it's really good for treating cancer and heart disease.
Shit, bitch. I know my heart is like, please.
Because it has antiseptic, antibacterial, antifungal properties. It is good for treating, the strain is good for treating insomnia, chronic stress, anxiety, depression, PTSD, mood swings, and chronic pain. So,
like, that sounds like a well-rounded woman.
It does, doesn't it?
Like, I would wife her.
And it smells nice.
I just appreciate the people sticking with me because my sense of humor is just, it's not for everyone. It's just simply not. It's for a select few special individuals.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, what are we talking about?
Sir.
Cleo, Nerd. Clear. Don't mind my butchered accent, but that is my favorite, that girl on TikTok who's just always talking about the siren Cleo, and she's always like, Nerd Clear. It cracks me up every time. Oh,
I'm dead.
I wish I was.
I love saying Ner.
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 Okay.
Sir.
Sir.
It's even better because I never do accents and you always do accents and I finally. And I was worried we weren't friends anymore because we only talk to each other once every 6 years since we're so busy.
I mean, literally, it's so fucking traumatizing.
Okay, for real.
I need to be out of school so I can actually, like...
Oh, wait, how much longer do you have?
Till spring.
That's it?
Yeah.
I'm so proud of you. Are you so excited to be done? Yes. You're like, I'm not proud, I'm fucking broken.
I'm so done.
Soul death, bitch.
No time.
Yes, that's true. You really are the busiest person I know.
And, like, I've been traveling. Like, last week I went to Dallas, New Orleans, and Oklahoma.
No. And this bitch still does her hair. Her hair is curled right now. It's curled. Meanwhile, when you see the picture of me on fucking Instagram from the first episode, mine's not curled or brushed. So, my goddaughter woke up at 4 a.m. Okay, you're lucky I'm the fuck alive.
That's correct.
Okay. Please continue.
So, the story today is infamously known as the Lady of the Dunes.
Oh.
Based in Provincetown, Massachusetts in 1974. It is an unsolved murder, and thanks to the identification of Ruth Marie Terry, who was previously identified by investigators as the Lady of the Dunes, so she was finally identified, the actual woman's body.
Yes.
And...
which was so exciting. I love a good identity reveal.
Mm-hmm.
I'm here for that.
They did an episode about it on Morbid. I'm pretty sure I heard that one. I'm pretty sure I've heard all of them, so...
yeah, because they're... right, they are from Massachusetts.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
The Boston area, I'm pretty sure.
Okay.
So what happened?
I don't know.
Take it back. July... oh, I'm so sorry.
I can assure you that's not my phone ringing.
It's certainly my phone and my watch ringing at the same time.
Is it... we can pause, it was important.
No, it was an alarm.
I hate you. For why?
Birth control.
Oh, I was like, you knew we were doing this starting...
I tried taking it in the morning. It wasn't working. Then at night, I fell asleep too soon. So I'm like, middle of the day, it's going to have to work. Except now I'm not taking it. And I'm going to forget it.
Also, Maddie committed the cardinal sin, guys. We planned for 11 and she got here at like 10:30.
Mm-hmm.
Who does such a cruel, evil thing? I saw
you
her.
You said 10 first.
I did. I saw the Mercedes. Well, I was up before. Not because of my thing. It's okay, guys. Here's the thing. Respect your boundaries. I got a cold sore. I get the herp on my face. And Maddie, sweet little sweetheart, she was like, do you want a hit? And I was like, no. Because you don't deserve this. One of us has to maintain our dedication to our looks. And it's not going to be me. Okay, yes. The Lady of the Dunes. I'm so sorry. Yes. I don't know how I got distracted.
July, 1974.
Picture it.
No, picture it. Take yourself back. Sorry, this isn't funny.
It is.
A young girl named Leslie Metcalf was out walking with her family, and it was a group of their friends and a dog, and they were at Race Point Dunes in Provincetown, Massachusetts, and at one point, the dog ran away and was barking, so the child followed it.
As one does.
The young girl was found the nude and disfigured body of now identified Ruth Marie Terry.
Why they always gotta be nude?
I don't know. It's like, really unfortunate.
Like, please, if you're gonna murder me, people, and even undress me for whatever you need to do, can you just, like, when you're done, like, just fucking cover me up?
Literally.
Like, I literally sometimes won't sleep without a shirt on because I have a fear, like, there's gonna be, like, a house fire and I'm gonna run outside, like, just, like, fucking titties flapping in the breeze.
That would be really upsetting.
It would be like, I mean, I got great tits, but, like, I don't want the men, women, and children of the neighborhood taking a look.
Yeah.
It's their eyes I'm worried about. I'm fine.
Mm-hmm.
But yes, okay, sorry. So this child, she's chasing the dog, and they find this naked body.
Yes.
Okay.
So... picture it. Sandy dune. Brush in, like, a forest clearing with a sandy floor and some beachy shrubs.
Okay.
That's
actually vivid.
In the middle of this image, Ruth is laying face down, nude, on a beach towel. Her legs were straight behind her and her shoulders and head were not visible in, apparently, the photo that exists of this horrifying scene.
Yeah, the things I do for you motherfuckers.
Jesus.
I've had to see way too many dead bodies, but at least most of them, the eyes are covered up.
She was white, had pink nail polish, and red auburn hair that was in a ponytail. Under her head, almost as if she was resting on them, was a pair of folded up blue jeans and a blue bandana, which at first investigators thought her hands had been submerged in the sand, but they had actually been removed, I guess in an attempt to hide her identity.
Okay. Specific.
Just chop off
the hands. Who just has the time?
I mean, did they also pull out all her teeth? Because that's also a way to identify a body, if I'm not mistaken. Dental records?
We'll see. We'll see.
So,
I don't expect these people to be too smart.
It was noted that her head had actually been decapitated via one large gash, but the head was not removed. Although one side had been clearly bashed in.
Ew. Ugh. Can you imagine, like, trying to...
She was obviously murdered.
Yeah, like, you're trying to decapitate somebody, and, like, that gets exhausting. I'm really and you're just done. Like, okay, I'm good. Like,
no thanks. I started watching the Jeffrey Dahmer show last
night. Oh, no!
It's really traumatizing.
Let me tell you something. Okay, because I've had to look at so many crime scene photos, I know I should... I found that show boring as fuck. I found that show so fucking boring. It's not Evan Peters. He's great. It's just, like, it's very slow.
Mm-hmm.
But also, like, all the gore in it, like, I had seen the actual photos. So I was like, okay, cool. But I will say there's one scene in there that, like, it got me. I'll tell you after if you want to know. If not, you'll be surprised.
Did you watch The Watcher?
Yeah.
Hated
that was a fucking disappointment. Can we? Okay, let's take a brief interlude. We're gonna do a brief interlude right now because we need to talk about some very important pop culture, because pop culture has been shitty lately, and I have a few recommendations and don'ts. Very minimal. Don't to The Watcher.
Yeah.
It seems like it's gonna get good. Never does. Stays boring, confusing, and the end is dumb.
Yeah, that sucks.
Correct. Wednesday. 1000% must watch if you like the Addams Family at all, if you like Jenna Ortega at all. I am a little bit of a fan, so there's that. But incredible. Writing is great. Tone is great. Subtleties are great. I'm obsessed with it. Mm-hmm. Definitely like a little kid vibe. She's a teenager, but you know, like in the show. Also. And Chef's Kiss, most importantly. This shit was so good it fucking cured me out of a depressive episode.
Oh.
Yeah. Fucking Criminal Minds Evolution.
Oh, yes.
Now, hear me out. I love Criminal Minds. Super fan. Followed it through to the very end. Anybody who actually cares about that show can tell you that from season 12 onwards, fucking why? They were like, how do we ruin this beloved show? Right?
Mm-hmm.
None of us were happy with the ending. Don't like fucking lie and say you were. You're a goddamn liar.
It's like the ending to Lost.
Yes, they literally spent like an entire season building up a significant other for Dr. Reed, and then she just wasn't in the finale, and they just didn't even reference it. And it's like, okay, I guess that bitch is gone. What? I'm
absolutely done.
But let me tell you very quickly so we can get back on track. This is why you need to watch it. It's on Paramount Plus or CBS. Because it's on CBS now, which I believe previously it was ABC, they can curse, mm-hmm. which adds to the edge. It sounds stupid, but when you're trying to have a serious cop show or mm-hmm. FBI show with serial killers and you can't say the F word,
mm-hmm.
and they're just like, freaking guy, like, no.
I'm absolutely.
No. So there's that. Secondly, it's way more woke. You can tell they have much more respect for the actual actors and actresses because mm-hmm. whatever, you have to look into that yourself, but you can tell the tone. It's so bloody. It is so gory. It's like watching a fucking horror movie. It is awesome. Okay. It is literally, I was like, God, like, I was so close to thinking you weren't real. I was so fucking close.
And here you are.
I was on the edge. And then that show came on and I was like, praise be. I ain't gonna be in church on Sunday, but I will be thinking of you. Bless.
On Sunday when I'm watching.
Yeah, is what I'm watching. But for real though, if you, like me, are a huge movie and TV person and you've just been disappointed by the lot that life has given us, do yourself a favor, and if you like Criminal Minds especially, definitely check out their new season. But I really love the Wednesday Addams Show, and I just want to see that actress do well. Like, I love her. She's so cute.
Mm-hmm.
And also, while you're at it, I want to take one formal moment to make fun of everyone who spent 47 years complaining Little Mermaid was black. And then didn't pay attention to what the fuck the flounder looked like.
What does flounder look like?
Let me show Maddie really quick. No. Also, because I'm going to be 100%, people done fucked up. Y'all was so worried. Even me for a little bit. I was like, oh.
Is it like Sonic the Hedgehog?
No.
Like,
bad. It's worse.
Sonic bad.
No. It's so worse. Much fucking worse.
How is it worse?
You don't understand. You're about to, though.
I need to.
You're about to fucking do it. Okay, great. So first, let me give you this. This is the flounder you remember, no. Right? Mm-hmm. Okay,
very
right?
Very familiar.
Adorable.
Very familiar. Cute.
Yeah.
Cute as a button.
Mm-hmm. While everybody was like, she's black. This is what the fuck they were doing with flounder.
Why is its eyebrows like that?
No, why do its scales look dirty? It looks filthy. It looks like it has no sheen. Like, these scales have literally been through hell and back.
I'm really concerned.
What the fuck is... What is this? This is the fish nightmares are made of. It looks like a toy in Sid's toy yard of fucked up toys mm-hmm. from Toy Story.
Mm-hmm. With Sharpie Dawn eyebrows.
And all I have to say is, you guys brought this on yourselves, and nobody feels bad for you.
Yep, that's
so, nice. Here we are.
Here we
go. Proceed.
So, when they found the body, she was only about 10 to 15 feet from the nearest access road. But they estimated that she had been there for 10 days to 3 weeks. Oh. And was between 25 and 35 years old.
How? It's so crazy she wasn't found before.
Dude, does no one go
because
there?
As a person who looked at the picture, like...
I mean, it's July.
It's a clearly, like, naked body.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So.
Once they took a, like, closer look, they realized that the head injury appeared to be the cause of death. I would imagine she was decapitated.
I don't know. Maybe they cut off her hands first and let them bleed out.
They believe the weapon to be a military entrenchment tool, which is, like, a short-handled metal shovel that can sometimes have a pick on one side. In addition to that, they confirmed that she was more than likely sexually assaulted after her death.
Oh!
Which is really lovely.
Like, but... Okay.
With a wooden block or object.
I really know this was a man. You don't need to tell me shit. But, like... Okay. Okay.
Like, what is that?
Okay. It's insecurity.
No, but like...
Impotence? Is that... It's... what pleasure is what I'm wondering is derived from that?
Like, I don't know.
Yeah, because like...
I know euthanasia is a touchy subject, but people that are into that, dead people...
It's not a touchy subject to me. It's, bye. Bye.
Like, what are you doing?
Like, bye. Ew. But, you know, it's like, I always hear these things, and it really breaks your brain, because I'm like, well, at the same time, I'm already having to be murdered, I don't really want to be assaulted in that way, so, but, like, in the other part, I'm like, well, I certainly don't want to imagine my body being desecrated. It's just disgusting. Like, you already committed the act of murder. What is going through your head is you're like, okay, now I gotta cut off these hands and try not to vomit. Because, like, just because, like, you're fine doesn't mean you're, like, not sickened by it. And then it's like, oh, you know what I should do, though, real quick? Just, like, penetrate her with some wood.
I don't get it.
Right? Like, that's...
Like,
okay.
Where's that coming from?
Little dick syndrome, I guess. You got one of those button dicks.
Oh.
Somebody's running around out there with a little chode and he's upset about it.
There's a lot of people doing that.
But... the amount... of guys that want you to be impressed with their genitalia compared to the amount of genitalia I just, like, can't unsee. Like, no. I was upset because my goddaughter kissed her first boy yesterday and I was really hoping she was going to be a lesbian.
She still could be.
I'm hoping. There's still time to sway her. I was like, no. And a white man.
No.
I was like, God damn it. Have I taught you nothing in this household? For those of you who don't know, my goddaughter is brown. We're trying to get her off this path of white men addiction that her mother and I have fallen into. I know. Well, I'm not the one who told her to go walk over to somebody and kiss them. Okay? I didn't think we were ready for this conversation, but she had eyes for the prize, okay? It was really, it was actually really, really sweet. It was, we went to Friendsgiving, and the little boy in question has a little baby brother who's two, and so he, like, knows how to play with little kids, and she must have just recognized that, because she does not go to strangers, and she mm-hmm. went over, and she put her forehead on his, and, like, was, like, hugging him, and then she went to do it again, and I was like, oh, she's gonna give him another hug, and I went to, like, take the picture, and she planted a fat one right on his lips. Aww. I know, and he just let her. He was like, she's a baby. It's That's okay. So I know. I was like, oh, that almost made me want to
feel something.
Feel any joy. Yes. Continue on, but I will be pulling up the photo to show you because it is really cute. Maddie hates children, I feel like, and she's like, I don't fucking care about this cute baby. I mean, it's okay to admit it.
They're nice.
They're nice for you. Look, hold on. Look, she smacked that on that little boy. She gave him the whole kisses.
Yeah, it couldn't be me.
But, yeah, Maddie was like, oh. So cute. She did her best, guys.
Now if you'd shown me a dog.
That's fair. Sure. Oh, or me with a kitten. Ugh. First of all, here's a fact. Animals are cuter than kids. I just happen to have a very cute goddaughter mm-hmm. because her mom is cute. Mm-hmm. But, like, 9 times out of 10, I think your kid is fugly. It's just a fact. Just a fact. It is. She happens to be cute, but...
whatever.
I would have produced an ugly kid, so bless. Because Sean and I were both fugly ass babies. You ain't never seen a fuglier set than us. I had a fucking mullet and a donut bang at birth. His hair was whiter than fucking snow.
Oh, fuck, that's funny. I was fat. Fat baby.
Oh, you were a cherub?
I was born 10 pounds. 3 ounces.
Sean was born 10 pounds something.
Okay, broke my mom's pipes.
You guys were the heavyweight champions of the world. I was like, I think I was like 6 pounds. We were all premature though.
Yeah, no, I was not.
Okay, I'm so sorry. I'm steering her off course, guys. Okay. I keep talking up to the mic.
Yeah, you do. So she had an athletic build, but she was missing a few teeth. Had apparently, quote, New York-style dental work, whatever that means, but she did have golden crowns.
Fancy dental work. That's what it means. Oh, okay, so, like, so maybe, did they attempt to move her teeth? And then we're just like, fuck it?
I don't know, but she had a few missing. So, okay. But she definitely took care of herself prior to this situation.
Okay.
And at the time, they'd obviously been unable to identify the woman or any suspects. It took actually 48 years for the FBI to identify her, which hopefully brings us closer to identifying the killer. But 48 years is quite a long time.
I mean, I know. That's the tragic part is like, and she was already suspected in her 20s to 30s at that time. That's hard.
Apparently, she was married in February of 1974 to a man named Guy Moldavine.
Oh, okay.
Who also passed. And they both went by several different names. So he went by Raoul Guy Moldavine, Raoul Guy Rockwell, and Guy Moldavine Rockwell.
Okay. He thinks okay. He's fancy.
Ruth went by Terry Marie Vizina, Terry M. Vizina, and Terry Shannon. I mean, no offense, but Terry Marie and Terry M., you just got lazy.
Yeah, you did. Like, you didn't even try anymore.
So that was
like, I should go by Terry or, like, Terry.
Or Terry M.
Yeah.
Fuck you. So, super weird. He was suspected in the 1960 murders of his second wife and her daughter in Seattle, Washington, according to a 1961 story in the Erie Times News. But he fled and was arrested by the FBI and charged with unlawful flight to avoid giving testimony into their deaths.
So, a murderer and a bitch.
Yeah. He also faced larceny charges for swindling his third wife's family out of $10,000 around the time that his second wife went missing.
Okay. I see. So he's busy. That explains all the names.
Yeah. He was convicted in 1961 on those charges and then sentenced to no more than 15 years.
Oh!
Alright, that seems fair.
Yeah.
In March 1962, a judge suspended the sentence, provided that he repay the money. And investigators have contacted law enforcement officials in Seattle about it, but I guess he was released.
Dumb.
Which is really just fucking crazy. Crazy.
But not surprising.
And there actually was a true crime writer named Anne Rule who devoted a section of her 2007 book Smoke, Mirrors, and Murder to his connection with the 1960 disappearance of his second wife and daughter, with an extensive discussion of police efforts to connect him with the crime. And apparently investigators found dismembered human body parts in his septic tank, but were unable to prove that they were from the missing women.
They're fucking still dismembered.
Doesn't matter who they came from?
What do you mean? They're like, oh no, it's just a woman. Fuck, never mind. I'm done.
I'm sorry.
Why do we keep acting surprised?
He was never charged in connection with the disappearance, and they were reluctant to charge him with murder without a confirmed body of a victim. I'm sorry, but I just heard that he had dismembered human body parts.
Correct.
In the septic tank.
Correct.
Right. And then he married Terry in February of 1974.
The fact that she also has all those names makes me wonder, like, was she involved in any schemes with him or anything? Not accusing, just wondering. You know?
He was also the prime suspect in the June 1950 murder of 28-year-old Henry Bayard.
Oh?
And the disappearance of his 17-year-old girlfriend, Barbara Jo Kelly.
He sounds like a real winner.
Both of these events took place in Humboldt County, California.
Okay.
It's like Murder Mountain territory.
Oh?
You know about that? Did you watch that show?
No.
It's like the growth of the illegal cannabis trade in California, and there's like so many unsolved deaths and disappearances.
Well, when you go fucking around, you gonna find out.
Mm-hmm. They did.
In the middle of a, yeah.
Humboldt, like Northern Cal.
Oh, Shauna just sent me a picture of Raylan and she got a whale toy.
That's so cute.
I know. She thinks stuffed animals are real and she gives them kisses all day. Yeah. I know.
That's nice.
I know.
So obviously it was him. I mean, come on.
Okay, because that's my, I'm like, yeah. I'm on board. I'm like, this guy did it.
He murdered multiple people.
You had me at proof. Rockwell.
It was stated across several articles that they believed Ruth was either asleep or knew her killer based on the position of her body, as well as other factors. And,
so that would make even more sense because she was married to him, so she would have been comfortable.
Yeah, and just like the assault of the body after she was dead with physical objects, and it must have been rage or, you know, something fucked up in there.
Yeah, I just can't imagine. Like, I feel like somebody to just like want to sexually assault like a body, like, okay, you have like a real personal problem, and he sounds like he has a lot of little dick problems, so
yeah,
I feel pretty good in that guessing. Assuming it's him with no actual proof whatsoever.
Yeah. As you can imagine, there's a lot of theories as to what could have actually happened to her. One woman from Maryland contacted local police because she suspected the victim was her sister, who had recently moved to Boston and disappeared, but that was not, or it was inconclusive, whatever. And at one point, people suspected that she could be Rory Jean Kessinger, who was a known drug dealer and bank robber. Okay.
I'm
not sure.
On the lam.
Why they thought that. Physically, she resembled the victim. That's why. And
You always, like, forget your notes and then get re-surprised by them, and it's such a delight.
She had escaped from Plymouth County Correctional Facility in Massachusetts the year before Ruth's body was found, but a DNA test from her mother
determined that was a lie.
Yes. Okay. Determined you are not the mother.
Yes. I definitely went with the wrong show, but you knew exactly what I meant.
In 1987, more than a decade after she was found, a Canadian woman came forward with a weird confession, which was that she believed the unidentified woman was someone she had witnessed her father strangle while visiting Provincetown in the 1970s. So you just kept that to yourself.
Okay. That's a choice. That's a path.
You just kept that in.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a path. Okay.
Right.
Well, was it him? Well, I guess not. It's unsolved.
No, I don't think
I don't think it was.
Canadian authorities passed on the information to the police, but by the time they tried to reach the woman to corroborate her story, she had moved away.
Oh. Okay.
So I guess if you move away, that's... you're good. They don't even call.
Bye.
She moved.
So. Oh, no. She moved. It's like, oh, you need to question Rachel for a murder? Oh, she went to the grocery store.
She moved.
You can't... no.
Got it.
Okay.
So...
wait, was that the last theory?
No. Okay. Some suspected that Irish mob boss James Whitey Bulger...
no! Could be Whitey Bulger?
Yeah, could be the killer. They claim that they saw him with a woman matching her description. And he had even removed the teeth of one of his female victims in the past. But he was never a formal suspect of the crime.
Hmm. So. Okay, that could... okay. But they just suspected him because of his proximity. If you live in the hood, clap your hands.
No. Someone's goose hunting out there.
Oh, no.
Except not.
I'm right here. I just can't. It's hard to say.
Well, anyway.
We survived.
We're about to hear about that. We'll report on that on our next episode.
I'll pull up the Facebook.
Fuck. So, in August 2015, speculation arose that the Lady of the Dunes may have been an extra in the 1975 film Jaws, which had been shot on Martha's Vineyard, about 100 miles south of Provincetown.
That's a vibe. I remember hearing that theory a little morbid.
And that was between May and October of 1974. Joe Hill, the son of horror author Stephen King, brought this to the police's attention after reading The Skeleton Crew, how amateur sleuths are solving America's coldest cases, just weeks before. And while he was watching that, he spotted a woman in the crowd wearing a blue bandana and jeans similar to those found with the body.
That's so specific, but I like that for fun.
The lead investigator indeed noted that that was far-fetched and wild speculation.
Oh, okay.
So.
Well, what are we going to write on that grade?
With no leads and no identity, she was buried at St. Peter's Cemetery in October of 1974, and her tombstone read, "Unidentified female body found Race Point Dunes."
I see. That sucks. It would really suck to be unidentified.
Twice her body had to be exhumed to obtain DNA evidence, and I'm like, why don't you just take enough to store somewhere in a fridge?
I literally think about that all the time.
I'm sorry, why are you digging up an entire fucking
body?
Body.
Or if it's an unsolved case, then leave a marker there, but keep her body in evidence, like, in storage.
Part of an arm or something.
Yeah, so you can get back to it. Like, I'm fucking dead. You can have whatever you want. Fuck.
You're gonna be so upset. You're not supposed to desecrate a body like that.
You don't think it's desecrating it, digging it up 47 times?
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, you're not... desecrate the living by ripping up their... well, they don't know who she belongs to, but you know what I mean.
Yes.
Thank you for siding with me on this.
Those examinations revealed nothing. Both times. And then, in the 21st century, investigators began using high-tech tools to analyze cold cases, hoping to solve old mysteries, and the face of Lady of the Dunes had been reconstructed multiple times. The first was a clay model, some were sketches, And later, as technology advanced, they created an age regression drawing. So in 2010, the police of Provincetown, police chief, worked with forensic analysts from the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children and the Smithsonian to re-examine the case about the Lady of the Dunes. So they placed the victim's skull in a CT scanner, and the team was able to build a possible image of her face.
That's creepy as fuck.
It really is. Disturbing.
I don't like the thought of that.
I feel like all skulls really look the same.
No.
Quite similar.
It is like a torrential downpour out there.
It's really coming down.
For no reason.
Yeah. So they did that, and then they announced that they sought to re-examine the case by using new technologies of combining DNA analysis with geological family tree building sites, and it was this method that actually was used to identify the Golden State Killer in California.
Oh, that was so great.
Decades after his
murder. That was the, literally his decrepit ass. I was so happy. You thought you were going to the grave, bitch. I don't even care that he got to live free that whole time. You got to die in prison, motherfucker. And your whole family knowing you're a piece of shit.
You really traumatized people for years.
Yeah. Fuck that guy. Mm-hmm. Sorry. That really, he triggers me. But go ahead.
And then in 2022... the new analysis paid off. On October 31st, authorities announced that they had used DNA analysis to identify her as 37-year-old Ruth Marie Terry from Tennessee. Mm. And basically, while we know her name, we still have no idea who killed her. I mean, we kind of do. It was her husband.
Yeah, we know. We know. I feel like she had different names because she... maybe he, like, entrusted her with that information. She could have been forced into compliance. You don't know. But it would make sense that there was so much sexual anger because men are weak like that. Yeah. So that's who we know did it in our hearts.
I mean, I just feel like it is.
That water is so loud.
It really is.
It sounds like a gurgle. Mother Earth is gulping the rain.
Gulping. I'm dead. But yeah, so that is that.
Well, that's that. But obviously, we're hoping that there's going to be some resolution sometime soon. And, you know, if and when that time comes, then we can hopefully have an update, as with the JonBenet Ramsey. Still waiting on more updates on that.
Mm-hmm.
But it is wild. Like, low-key want to do 23andMe, low-key scared I'm going to find out someone in my family's murderer at this point.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's where we are.
That's how we found my mom's brother, who's a half-brother. That my grandmother gave up for adoption.
And nobody knew?
Nobody knew.
People be taking secrets to their grave, man.
Well, she told... we knew, like, later on, but he had been trying to find them since he was 18. Or aww. My grandma. And,
But do he and your mom have a, like, relationship now? Oh, yeah. Is he the... Thanks okay. Is he the, does mm-hmm. did your hair? Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yep.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
I'm probably going to find absolutely no one, but it's cool. I don't mind.
But it's fine.
It's fine.
So.
And then next, I'm mentally going to prepare because we're going to do the Green River Killer.
Mm-hmm.
And definitely in two parts. Sis don't have the vocal strength for that.
No.
But I do have notes. I do have notes.
And that's what matters.
Thank you so much for coming to this TED Talk.
Have a wonderful whatever.
Bye.
Bye.